The Japanese American Safety Institute proudly presents Living in Japan, series number 238, Kancho, Threat or Menace? The beautiful island nation of Japan is home to many fine traditions and a cultural heritage that has endured for hundreds upon hundreds of years. However, there is a darker side to the Japanese mindset. In particular, this seemingly innocent land has become a hotbed of activity for that most horrendous of godless communist practices, the dreaded Kancho. For those of you who have been spared the horror so far, Kancho is the act of clasping your hands, extending your index fingers, and then jamming them straight into someone's butt. Yes, that's right, your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues, even, and especially, seemingly innocent school children are plotting as we speak to practice amateur proctology against your will. Originally introduced to Japan by Bolshevik agents, this degenerate practice has spread far and wide to the point where no one is safe. You could be minding your own business, quietly making the world safe for democracy, when suddenly that world will come crashing down around you and you find yourself face to face with the Kancho menace. How can you protect yourself from this insidious threat? Wearing protective body armor is one method, though this may prove unwieldy and can chafe uncomfortably. No, as ever, the best defense against commies is a good offense. So, if some miscreant dare try to use their Kancho to climb your Mount Niitaka, there's only one solution: to give as good as you get. Feel free to turn right around and Kancho the little bastard so hard they hit the ceiling. And when you do, tell him Uncle Sam sent ya. Tune in next week for Living in Japan, series number 239, Delinquent Schoolgirls and How to Meet Them.